isn't it about time for somebody's favorite radio program?
You're with Matt Masters, and this is the Rock and Rhythm Review. For the next 28 minutes, stay tuned for Indiana's only educational, self-indulgent radio program showcasing the music from 1945 to 1965. I'm not an accredited musicologist, nor hold an advanced degree in music history, but am never afraid to appeal for urgent assistance and harbor a passion for the music popular back when my parents first saw The Girl Can't Help It at the drive-in. And now my life has changed in oh so many ways. My independence seems to vanish in the haze. But every now and then I feel so insecure. I know that I just need you like I've never done before. Of course, that's a verse of John Lennon lyric in which he felt Beatlemania was getting out of control. And all he could think to say was a powerful four-letter word, which gave the lyric its title and the LP and film that followed. As progressive as that lyric seemed in 1965, prior to that, rock and rhythm artists felt similar pressures and fashioned pleas of assistance in song, while others simply used the word for novelty or humor just the same. Help is wanted for this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review, and help we shall receive from Bing Day, Sonny Boy Williamson II, Chester Guyden, Memphis Slim and the House Rockers, Christine Cottrell, the Hot Tamales, Rusty York, the Five Royales with the Charlie Ferguson Orchestra, and BB Blues Boy King. A first-hand article written about Tampa Red, while still very much alive, noted, "He seems not at all aware of how often his songs have been recorded by other artists, nor all the royalty money he should have earned had the various record companies, singers, and producers been honest enough to list Hudson Whitaker as composer." Such was the case of Tamp's 1946 tune that BB King helped himself to in 55, "Crying Won't Help You."
No matter where you go, watch those seeds, just got a woman, cause you're gonna reap just what you sow, and you'll cry and won't help you, woman. I'll cry and won't help you now. I'll cry and won't help you, baby, cause you've been so mean to me. Understand, I'm gonna leave you, woman. Let you do the best you can, and you'll cry. Won't help you, babe. Cry won't help you now. Cry won't help you, woman, cause you've been so mean to me. Thank you.
With the quality of musicians to emerge from Memphis, if you are to use said city as part of your nom de plume, you best have the chops. And 88 Ace Memphis Slim did. Ironically, most of Slim's music was cut in Chicago, where he was principally based before self-exile to France in the early 60s. As a singles artist, Slim, aka Peter Chapman's, greatest success came on the Transitory Miracle label, for which this 1947 tune was cut and then shelved until 1949. Help me some.
I don't want no woman to live and depend on me. You got to help me some. Yes, I want you to help me some. I don't care what I do. Baby, you got to help me some. If I'm the pullman porter girl, you got to be the maid. So when every Saturday come, we both can get paid. So you can help me some. Yes, I want you to help me some. I don't care what I do, baby, you got to help me some. Help me some, little girl, come on and help me some. Don't stand there looking at me like that now, come on and help me some. Now that's better. Woman, so long as you act like the maid and get out and help me some. Yes, I want you to help me some. I don't care what I do, baby, you got to help me some.
Charles, a.k.a. Rusty, York, was a Cincinnati-area bluegrass musician who, when the genre was at its peak, dabbled in rockabilly. Although he never helped himself to a national hit, Rusty culled a credible rockabilly catalog. His first foray arose in 1956 when York cut some tunes for the local Wright label, which specialized in covers. It may seem Pat Boone-esque, but this shelved Little Richard cover don't need no apology. The girl can't help it.
Well, as she walks by, the men folks gathering close.
Can't help it, girl, can't help it.
Well, as she winks an eye, the bread slice turns to toast.
Can't help it, girl, can't help it.
Well, she's got a lot, what they call the most.
Can't help it, girl, can't help it.
But the girl can't help it, she was born to please.
Can't help it, girl, can't help it.
Well, if she's got a figure made to squeeze.
Can't help it, girl, can't help it.
Well, I've been hoping, obviously, that someday the answer will be the girl can't help it, she's in love with me. Just a messing around the ever mother's son.
Can't help it.
Well, if she's mine, the beef stage to come well done.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
Well, she makes Grandpa feel like 21.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
Well, the girl can't help it, she was born to please.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
Well, if she's got a figure made to squeeze.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
Well, I've been hoping, obviously, that someday the answer will be the girl can't help it. She's in love with me. Mm-hmm. get to squeeze.
Can't help it, the girl can't help it.
Well, I've been hoping, obviously, that someday the answer will be the girl can't help it, she's in love with me.
Following in the wake of Sun Records' success, Memphis saw dozens of microlabels pop up: Atomic, Moon, Meteor, Home of the Blues, to name a few, and Teeny OJ Records. Short for Old Judge, the label saw several singles released in its two-year existence, and apparently the lone single for local honker Chester Guyden in 1956. You Gotta Help Me Some.
Baby, I got news for you. You got to change your way of living, and I have too. You may be as pretty as an apple on a tree, but don't sit around and depend on me. You got to help me some. Yes, you got to help me some. You got to help me some so we can get along. If I be the porter, you have to be the maid. When Saturday comes round, we can both get paid. If I buy the Cadillac, you have to buy the gas, and then we can both ride around first class. You got to help me some. Yes, you got to help me some. You got to help me some so we can get along. Way of living, and I have too. You may be as pretty as an apple on a tree, but don't sit around and depend on me. You got to help me some. Yes, you got to help me some. You got to help me some so we can get along. You got to help me some. Yes, you got to help me some. Yes, you got to help me some. Yes, you gotta help me some. You gotta help me, baby, so we can get along.
Led by songwriting and string bending ace Loman Pauling, Rock Hall inductees the Five Royales first recorded for Apollo Records before a longer stint at King. After that, the Royales label hopped to Memphis's aforementioned Home of the Blues label and remade a 1953 Apollo tune, which had been their biggest hit. The faithful 1961 remake was sold to the VJ label and released, but the 53 original proves it didn't need any help with its legacy. Help me, somebody.
I'm broken hearted. That you should do. You know you were very uncool, low down, dirty, unkind, and very untrue. Now
look at you standing there, looking at me all crazy, beat, broke, and shy.
You know I didn't miss my water until my well was dry.
Christine Cottrell found her greatest success at local Nashville labels Tennessee and Republic, but success was regionally limited. Her tenure at Republic featured the help of a pre-fame Little Richard spanking the planks and backup vocals on a few singles, but that came after her 1953 debut for Republic, an answer song to Help Me Somebody, the Five Royales tune we just spun. I'll Help You Baby.
Don't be broken hearted.
Originally recorded in 1960, then shelved, then buried on a 1966 Chess LP, a follow-up to Real Folk Blues titled, but of course, More Real Folk Blues, virtuoso Sonny Boy Williamson No. 2 blows his harp with the help of the ubiquitous Willie Dixon on bass. Somebody help me.
Oh, please somebody help me. Please somebody help me. I mean right. Oh, I mean right. Shut up. Somebody help me. Please somebody help me. I mean right. I do mean right. Help me stores my love so I can get my baby back tonight. Somebody please help me. Somebody please help me. I mean right. I'm making it up to you for all I want to do. Somebody help me. I'll make it up to you. Cause darling, I mean right. Someone help me restore my love so I can get you back tonight. Whoa. She walk, I like the way she talk. Someone help me, I mean right. Someone please help me, someone please help me. Help me, I mean right. Help me restore my love so I can get my baby back tonight. The text from a friend, you know how I feel. Her loving arms around me like a warm up cooling chill. Somebody help me. Somebody help me. I mean right. I know I mean right. But I'm just begging someone to help me. They stole my love so I can get my baby back. Wow.
Although Charles Wayne Day may be best remembered as the father of Mama Cass's love child, he helped as a prolific session man, and prior to that, as Bing Day, a fleeting, genre-defying, label-hopping artist. Bing's most notable single featured a beatnik jazz tune on one side, and on the flip, a rockabilly tune released on the Unrockabilly Mercury label in the Unrockabilly year of 1959. I Can't Help It.
Dance all day, you know why? You know why? I can't help. I can't help. Sometimes I'm walking down the street. I pass by a joint with a rock and roll beat. Feel the spirit moving in my soul. That's how I know it's time to rock and roll. You know why? You know why? I can't help. All day, you know why? You know why? Can't help. Can't help. Can't help. Can't help. Can't help.
This is Matt Masters, and thanks for tuning into this installment of the Rock and Rhythm Review. My special thanks to Richard Lester. Send your complaints, critiques, and compliments to wmat@mail.com, and visit jetmasters2tsandjet.com to learn more about the review. Little help was needed for the Carlyles' 1952 double entendre novelty to to hit number one on the country western charts, and it quickly demonstrated how music and rock and rhythm cross-pollinated both ways as R&B vocal group The Crows cut one of the first covers. Crows cover aside, I think the best cover came several years later in 1961 on microlabel Pack by the virtually unknown vocal group The Hot Tamales. No Help Wanted.
Something like this thing.